Hi guys, I just wanted to stop for a second before I started the podcast and let you guys know that I actually did go and remove my previous podcasts. I had three episodes. I had two episodes of just different news and stuff, and an episode where I introduced Rez, which is one of my friends from here in town. And I went ahead and removed those, and I'm going to be just quickly rebooting the podcast due to new hardware. I'm going to be looking to upgrade my hardware even more. So just with that, I wanted to go ahead and start off this podcast, and I'm hoping that you guys enjoy. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jakester's STS Podcast here, and today we're going to be talking about a few things, but first I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to one of my buddies and one of my visitors on the show. He goes by King. Hey, say what's up, man.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, all right, so today we're going to be talking mainly about music and the music industry. Other than that, we're going to be talking about probably most likely the world and the world news. World news and how the world works and why the world is how it is. I seem to think that probably covers a whole lot in itself about the world. So I guess we'll go ahead and start by asking first, what kind of music you listen to, man? Like,
so I listen to everything. I actually went on a 2 week long binge. I listened to Suicide Boys, X, Lil Peep, Lil Tracy. You know, all those guys. And then I went to, you know, like what people listen to nowadays, you know, Lil Uzi, all them guys. And I went back to even listen to 90s. And I was on a big fucking Pac and Biggie spree. It was a week and a half long. There's no shit. And it was I went to Ice Cube again and back to Snoop. And then I just finally got tired of it one day, and I was out cruising the country, and I played San Holo. And it kind of was just yo, all the music you listen to is just so violent. And I just, I laid there, man. And, I didn't lay there, man. I was sitting in my Jeep. And I was looking out at the stars, and I was like, dude, this is actually, peaceful. And I was at bliss. And then I started, now I'm listening to, fucking Skinner, Pink Floyd. And I vibe to it all day long. I don't change the radio station.
Well, I see. I think the main issue with listening to Lil Peep and Lil Xan and all that shit, I mean, they're just... they're mumble rappers is what the rap community calls it. So, I mean, they're just naturally just assholes.
Then they're just spitting out anything that comes into their brain.
Yeah.
They're just spitting out anything. That's why it's mumbling. You're just rambling.
And they're, like I said, they're assholes too, so they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the fucking new age. They think that they're just so fucking badass. Oh, yeah, we fucking drink lean every day. We do all this, we do all that. You guys can't do that.
I guess that leans into what we're going to be talking about later, the world and how it is. So,
yeah.
I mean, that definitely is a huge part of it. I mean, people see role models and idols as such. You know, so.
Yeah, and they look up to these guys, too. They're like, dude, I can tell you one time where I'm not bullshitting. I was like, man, yeah, I want to be like Eminem. I think every white guy has said they want to be like Eminem. I don't care what you say.
Well, every white guy that raps, probably. Yeah. Or that likes rap.
Yeah. It's like, yo, he's standing in his fucking mirror. And he's doing every lyric to a Shady song, and he's like, yo, yeah, I'm gonna dye my hair too, I'm gonna pierce my ears.
Yeah, right?
So, I don't care.
I listen to everything too. Like I said earlier, everything besides elevator music,
right.
I listen to.
Yeah,
so dubstep, techno, reggae, reggaeton, rock, rap, bluegrass rap, fucking everything. I listen to everything.
See, now one genre that does kind of annoy me is hip hop.
Hip hop is okay. There is bluegrass rap, which is Rehab and Cypress Springs, Colt Ford, and those type of people. That's bluegrass rap. And then there's fucking hip hop.
Yeah.
And that's straight backwoods hillbilly fucking.
Upchurch, bro. Upchurch the Redneck kills me with that fucking hillbilly song, bro.
Yeah, and see, that's that's straight hiccup. But Upchurch actually is a pretty good artist. I personally like Upchurch.
See, I've honestly never listened to him other than whenever me and my brother are driving somewhere.
See, Upchurch is not bad. I mean, he does songs with Jelly Roll and, what's his name?
Yes.
There's another artist. Yeah, that person.
That one guy.
So, yeah, but he's a pretty good artist in general, though. I mean, with his Hillbilly song and Come and Get It, they're all pretty good. Except for the fact that
some of them he gets too hillbilly in. I mean, there's just...
Well, I mean, if hip-hop is his thing, though. So, like, if he can convey his voice in any way he wants to, and then he's going to.
I mean, he does go hard. I won't say he even did a... He did a remake to Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks, and it sounds amazing. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll add it in and play it. Yeah, let's go ahead and play it.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night.
Okay. So that's impressive.
It's decent, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So what we're going to do is just talk a little bit about it. So just give me a second. I'm going to throw in a sponsor here, and then we'll continue talking about it and see what you personally think about it. Because, in my opinion, it's really good. All right, so we're back. And I guess now we will just go over what we heard and what you thought about that song, simply for the fact that a lot of people do not hear him in that tone. A lot of people do not hear him sing like that. So what do you think about it?
I mean, I was actually really impressed. I mean, I didn't think it'd be like that. I mean, he was almost right on the same fucking notes.
Yeah, he hit it on the spot, man. I would say he sounds pretty close to the original song.
Yeah, like he does.
In some spots, there was pitches that were kind of off.
Right, yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it was good. It was, his highs were high, his lows were low, and I mean, he actually hit the main notes. He even added his own little, own little flair to it.
Right, yeah, it's a unique style of his.
Yeah,
I mean, every artist will have a different unique style.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, he actually added his own flair to it, and I think that's what made the remake, because a lot of people just go for a cover to sound just like it. And he didn't go for it on that one. And he does more covers than you would think. He does, like, that cover, and then he does Simple Man and just a couple other covers, and they're actually all really good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really listen to country, but you and I discussed this. But, yeah, I mean, like, I could probably see myself listening to like that again.
See, like, in like 2 years ago, I didn't listen to country like at all. And then I got with my woman, and I actually started listening to country. It was amazing. Like, I was a rap guy. Like, I completely listened to all rap, and some hard rock, metal. Other than that, it was those two genres that I stuck to. So going and branching out like I did actually improved on all of my music knowledge.
Right.
So it was a pretty neat thing to actually go and listen to the different stuff he does, because he doesn't only rap. I mean, you can go to his Facebook and YouTube page, and he does comedy too.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's fucking funny as fuck.
Huh.
Yeah, he's funny as fuck. So he's a multiverse talented guy. He's not just a rapper or just a singer.
Right, so he's benefiting himself in multiple different ways.
Yeah, it's like three or four different things he does that he's benefiting himself on. And like I said, I first knew about Upchurch from his comedy. I didn't know about him from his music.
Oh, really?
Really, yeah. Like, I started watching his Facebook videos because he was talking about, I believe there was a video of him talking about why people are fucking dumb or something like that. And he just goes on this huge, hilarious fucking rant for like 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, people are dumb.
Yeah.
No, I'll be completely honest about that. People are fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, and they are. I agree. And definitely stupid. I can't say that there's not smart people in this world, because there's some really smart people in this world.
Yeah, there's very smart, but where they're smart at and where they're stupid at are two different planes.
I think that all falls in common sense.
Yeah, because a lot of motherfucking people don't have a lick of common sense anymore.
No, not at all. And it's because the way that they're raised, really, the schools.
Honestly,
and everything
it's,
else.
It's a big music thing.
That too. Like, everybody listens to music because it is how people get through life. Like, me personally, without music, I probably wouldn't be here today.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Yeah, if it wasn't for music, I probably would have died.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I should have been dead by now, at least.
I mean, like, it's actually a subject kind of sore to touch on with some people, but music is relative. Music connects with your emotions, and that's why it is such a big thing for me personally, because I don't just listen to the instrumentals. I listen to the lyrics, because the lyrics are what make the song. In my honest opinion, the lyrics is what make the song. You can do an acapella and still, you know, get what you hear from this song. Like, right. It's the lyrics. I don't know how else to explain it. It's ultimately, when you hear music like Lil Xan and Lil Pump and all that, going back to what you said, the music, it's what's causing everything in the world today. People are hearing, I'm going to fucking get money and get hoes, blah, 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 blah. And they think that they can go out and do that. They think that when they say drop stacks, they can just drop stacks when they're working at fucking McDonald's.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah, music today has really fucked with people. Because now, instead of, you know, like, just listening to rap and going about your day, now you're wanting to become a kingpin. Now you're wanting to become the next Chapo. Now you want to be the fucking next Escobar. Like,
yeah, you want to be the next fucking...
Yeah, you want to be the next
the kingpin.
Yeah, you want to be the next big guy. You never wanted to hustle until you heard Gucci. You never really wanted to trap until you heard Gucci. You never really gave a fuck about anything until you heard me.
Nah, bro. Let's go further back than that, man.
Like, I mean, even Biggie was rapping about it. Pac was, too.
Yeah, but okay, so like, if you stop at Biggie, go forward about 7 years... To 2000,
right, but it didn't become a big thing until like 2015 at least.
No, see, I would say 2003 was the year of the gangster, pretty much. I mean, because if you think about it, 50 Cent released his Get Rich or Die Trying in 2003,
right?
And that was a hardcore fucking thug album at the time.
Right, at the time.
At the time.
But you got to think about how everything has progressed and changed now.
Well, you
back then, yeah, you wanted to be like on the block. You know, you wanted to be posted up on your spot.
At the time, you had 50 Cent and T.I.
Right.
You had the King, minus you. You know, your name's King too. But you had T.I., T.I.P. the King. And then you had 50 Cent. You had T.I. rapping about Southern Trap. And you had 50 Cent rapping about New York. New York, Bronx, Queens.
Right.
So, I mean, they had 3 or 4 big people all across the United States teaching their geographical and demographical area that type of music.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to go there, then you got, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, Snoop is still rapping pretty fucking hardcore like that. And then you had M that came out and went really fucking big in that year.
Yeah, well, Eminem went way big. Eminem made 50.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And
50's still the reason why he is what he is today, because of Eminem.
I personally don't like 50 Cent anymore. I mean, because...
Bro, about drama, bro. He loves beefing.
Yeah, he loves beefing. It's retarded,
man. You're like fucking 40-something, right?
And it's not even... Yeah, like, but it's not even that. Like, I was watching a video where he called an autistic airport employee retarded and just, like, went on about it.
What the fuck?
And, like, that's not cool to me.
That's
like,
ignorant, man. That's ignorance.
Yeah, like, in like I said, my daughter's autistic. So I'm kind of biased, but that is just not right in general. Like I
no, you don't make fun of somebody for a cripple part.
If I heard that in person, you know, I might get my ass kicked because he still is a pretty big dude. But I'd punch him right in his fucking mouth.
Well, that's fine. He loves court cases anyways, bro.
Yeah. Oh, just like another thing that most people don't know. Let's see if you know it. Did you know what race Kevin Gates is?
Fuck, he's actually Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, right.
Yeah, he's not African-American.
Everybody thinks Kevin Gates is a black dude, and he's not. He's Puerto Rican. Okay, so...
Well, he's Puerto Rican mix.
Yeah, if you listen to his Luca Brasi album,
mm-hmm.
He actually speaks Spanish in the beginning of... I think it's Plug's Daughter. He speaks Spanish in the beginning of...
Yeah, I'm a Luca Brasi.
Yeah, and so, and like, a lot of people don't know that. And actually, just about 6 months ago, I found that out. Also, another fucking funny fact about Kevin Gates is that he got put in jail, I think like a year ago, because a fan at his concert pulled his pants down and he kicked her in the face.
No, that's not actually accurate. That's not actually accurate. she had reached for his junk twice.
Oh, really?
And the third time is when he kicked her. And I mean, that I don't care if you're a girl or you're a guy.
If you don't want to be touched there, you don't need to be touched.
Yeah,
you
know, if I don't want to be touched, say you know, I'm in Kevin Gates' position in that situation. If my dick doesn't want to be touched and I don't want my dick touched by you because I don't want to fuck with you, I'm going to push you away.
Right, right.
If you do not stop anytime I approach that area, I'm going to do what I have to do. And I don't feel like Kevin Gates was wrong there whatsoever.
No, but he still got put in jail for it. And personally, I feel like that was kind of him protecting himself, but... I think it's specifically because he's famous is why he got thrown in jail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did that, and the next thing you know, he had to go up and do his lick for up in fucking Cook County.
Like yeah, well, that's because all of his old shit. That's because they brought back his old Chargers.
Yeah, and that, see, that's what's fucking stupid. Like, you shouldn't be able to do that. Isn't that, you can't, isn't that like double jeopardy? You can't be charged the same that's thing twice.
Double jeopardy.
Ain't that double jeopardy?
Yeah, but the statute of limitations pretty much doesn't exist anymore, so that's why they can bring it back. I mean, the statute of limitations.
No,
the statute of limitations.
Double jeopardy, you cannot be trialed for the same charges twice in a lifetime.
But it's not the same charges. So what it is like.
So what they did was just tweak a couple things.
No. So they charged him for it, and then they were like, oh, well, you got, like, warrants out in this state for this. We're going to also bring you in for that. And that's what they did.
That's stupid. That's stupid and ignorant. And, I mean, all it is because Illinois wanted money. And since I'm from Illinois and you're from Indiana, I can talk about this. Everything is fucked up over there.
Oh, dude, it's fucked up here, too.
You go to Chicago, bro, you know. I don't go to Chicago.
I've been to Chicago. I just took my fiance to Chicago a couple months ago and proposed to her.
Right.
But what I've noticed, though, is, like, Chicago isn't as bad as people think. Like, I went there.
It depends on where you're going, too.
I was in downtown Chicago, like, four blocks away from Millennial Park.
Yeah, ain't bad there.
Right, it's not bad there. Like, south side fucking Chicago is probably pretty bad.
Yeah.
But
well, I mean, it's not bad.
But at the same time, I was expecting to go to Chicago.
Just see, like, straight fucking slum.
Yeah, I was expecting to go see big city Chicago and see fucking tweakers everywhere.
Nah, man.
And
I didn't. Nah, you're thinking of Detroit. That's Detroit.
Well, I mean, like...
That's Detroit and St. Louis.
I went through the underground tunnels in Chicago, and I can't say that there wasn't homeless people. There was homeless people sleeping, but their beds look comfier than mine. Like...
I mean, yeah.
They lay, like, six comforters down and then cover up with, like, three more. And this is in the dead of winter, and it still looks comfier than my bed.
Yeah.
Like, and so they're pretty set, even though, you know, they're homeless. You know, they know how to live without stuff, I guess. But, anyways, with Chicago, I was expecting a bunch of tweakers. Like, here in town, you'll drive down you'll drive down the strip and see tweakers walking. I thought it was going to be more like Chicago. Chicago was going to be more like us, it worse. But it's not. It wasn't.
No.
So, and that's what I thought about it, you know, and I guess every town does have their bad parts. Every town has their ghettos, every town has their rundowns, you know. So, I guess that is no different from Chicago. You know, I was in downtown Chicago, and I stayed in Wyndham Resort in the presidential suite, so I was pretty set.
Right.
But... It was a nice experience going to Chicago. It really was. Like, I stayed away from Southside Chicago, but that's because it was also it's the windy city, and it was like -15 degrees, and I really didn't feel like walking. So
yeah, no, you never walk. No, fuck that.
Yeah,
always take Blue Line. Always take the Blue Line.
No, see, I was taking Ubers.
Ubers are so much more expensive, man. Blue Line, you get to enjoy the city.
Yeah, see, I'm not from Chicago, so I don't know.
True.
Yeah, I just was like, easiest thing, man. Download the Uber app, hit an Uber.
Yeah, I mean, I only went to Chicago twice, and that was just to fly out of it. That was to fly out of Midway and O'Hare.
Right, I've been to Chicago to fly out, but that you don't see Chicago. I mean, you know?
No, but whenever you're in the airplane, you do, though.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, sorry, back to music. Okay, so, got a little off track there.
A little bit.
Okay, we covered a little bit of rap and why rap has molded the world into a bunch of assholes. Assholes / douchebags, I would say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, we can even go as deep as to cover, there used to be a huge amount of, emo, gothic people, simply for the fact that the music had correlated around that, and you don't see much of that anymore. You don't see any more of the punk emo, people.
No, you actually really don't know how to think about it, and if you do, it's very obscure and very underground.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. I mean... you used to see giant groups of them just hanging out
together.
Well, I think
it's because everybody's found that, like, that one click. I mean, think about it. Like, X, like, a lot of people probably, like, resorted to X, or they transferred. They found, like, some gothic shit, like, Lil Goth, actually, for example. One of the Lil Peep's buddies.
See, I've never heard of him.
See, bro, like, I could understand people going and listening to his voice because it's very deep, it's very fucking, very melodic.
See, like NF... if I imagined it, I would think of, like, gothic people, if they wanted to listen to rap, it would be NF.
Yeah, for sure. Nate, yeah, NF, for sure, yeah. Shout out NF, though.
Yeah, so, like, if I, NF is definitely one of the top artists nowadays, and, like, it's so crazy, because you got all these artists that are really, really good, and you got all these people hitting mainstream media that just fucking blow.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, shout out Lil Pump, though, but... I don't understand how Lil Pump fucking made it, though. Like, like the fucking song D Rose, bro. Oh my god, that shit was so repetitive.
Well, that's man. See, I agree, but at the same time, just like if you think about what's his name, Tom McDonald.
Who the fuck's that?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's super weird. He's super off the wall. Face tattoos everywhere. White with dreads. Yet he's...
Oh, is he the dude that did the music video with, like, the fucking the pink dreads and everything like that?
No. That's a different guy. That guy, no. This guy, he's completely white. He's not mixed or nothing. And he did a song about the life today, pretty much. And he...
What? It goes like, they've been... Hayton or some shit like
no,
that.
No, no. I'll have to play it for you sometime. But basically, you would look at him and be like, oh, he's going to be a fucking joke. And then you hear him, you're like, holy shit, he's not bad. I mean, a lot of people do think he's a joke still. But then again, they're probably the people listening to mainstream media.
Yeah. Mainstream rap. Mainstream really fucks with you, too. Like, go to underground shit where, like, they're still trying. They're still hustling. They're still actually, like, bucking it every fucking day to get out of the underground.
Right.
And they're not.
Right, and so, okay, like, if you think about it, like, shout out to these people, like, Chris Webby, Rob Level, Novi Novak.
Yep, shout out Rob Level.
So shout out Rob, what up? You know, Chris Webby, you think of Chris Webby, Futuristic, High Res, Rob Level, all of those people, they're all extremely good artists, but they're all underground, and they're not mainstream, and that's why they're not getting the exposure they should get.
Yeah, but back to the Tom McDonald thing real fast. Yeah, Everybody Hates Me. Yeah.
That's, yeah, okay, yeah, that's Politically Incorrect is the one I heard.
Okay, yeah, the one that I heard is Everybody Hates Me.
Yeah, so like
just, that. Yeah, that one's actually fire. Like, go listen to that though.
Yeah, Politically Incorrect is a fire song. Like, you would look at him and be like, man, this guy's fake. This guy's a fool. He's gonna be dumb, but right. He's not. Like, no, he's not
he's
bad
actually,
at all.
He's actually really good.
Yeah,
I'll give him that. Like, one of my coworkers played him one time whenever we were going on a road trip to go fucking fix some machine that I broke down, and I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? I'm like, I could listen to it like
now. You could ride out to it, you know?
Yeah.
So like. I guess I'm a like a huge fan of Chris Webby and Rob Level.
Yeah, Rob Level, yeah.
I believe years ago, like 5-6 years ago, I introduced you to Rob.
Yeah, you did.
And Rob is one of those people that actually communicates with his fans. I was in his insider group of fans, and I would communicate with him, help him fix his computers and line up stuff for him to actually use, like Photoshop and all that other stuff. I would make sure he had that, make sure his computer was running good. If he ever needed the help, he'd get a hold of me. He got a hold of me 2 or 3 different times, you know, and that's respect because that shows he's paying attention to his people. I don't know, have you ever been able to talk to him?
Yeah, man, I've actually talked to him like I think 2-3 times, yeah.
Yeah, so like
One time he actually sent me the Smart Rapper link and everything.
Yeah, he was giving you the help. He was trying to help
you.
Yeah,
he was actually helping me.
And, shout out to Smart Rapper. That's his website and his book series on trying to help up-and-coming artists.
Yeah, it's actually a big help, too, because at the time, my voice was not as deep as it was. But in there's some vocal stretching and vocal exercises that he tells you to do. And, bro, I never thought my voice would be this deep.
Right, you know, and like my voice is not deep. Like, I personally don't think my voice is deep, but everybody else is like, man, your voice is deep. Like, what are you, 28 years old? I'm not 28.
Yeah, no, see, I like, my voice is like definitely 30 something years old.
So,
I'm a 30, 40 year old smoker.
Again, shout out to Rob Level. I'm going to switch over to Webby, though. Webby is definitely my number one artist on my list. Like, if I were to choose a rapper nowadays over any other rapper, it'd be Webby. Dude is a lyrical beast, and he and the thing I like about him is he don't give a fuck. So he don't care what is said. I mean, you heard a little bit of Webby, right?
Yeah, I've heard a couple songs. You showed me him a couple years back, and I had heard him then.
Right, and then I just showed you a little bit earlier with his Raw Thoughts. And
right, yeah.
He went at Lil Xan, and
he got Lil Xan by the throat.
That's raw. It was raw too, and so. When you're thinking of music, you gotta delve. I would say delve into your music because if you just listen to mainstream, you're not getting the full effect. You know? I know it's like sitting there to think of, but you're not getting the full effect of any genre of music unless you listen to the underground version of that genre.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you can even go back to like early 2000s. And you can listen to, like, the punk. And you go to the underground punk. And, like, it was completely different.
Yeah.
And you go to, like, you know, underground rap today and mainstream rap. And it's completely different. Like, Suicide Boys, for example. Like, that, like, you would never hear them on the fucking radio. You would never. It's so fucking deep.
Or XXXTentacion. One. I mean, I guess rest in peace to that guy, but I never personally liked him, and from his ex-charges, I don't want nothing to do with the dude. His charges are too fucked up. Same thing with 6ix9ine. Like
6ix9ine snitching, bro. He's snitching, rolling on everybody.
So 6ix9ine, yo, like, okay, this is a really good fucking example of how times have changed. Okay, so back to 2003, you had 50, you had Eminem, you had DMX, you had all of those guys.
Still had Dre.
Still had Dre. You know, back to that. So now, if you were to take those guys and put them in nowadays rap and actually be like, here, rap. Everybody'd be like, man, what is this? If you were to take 6ix9ine or XXXTentacion or any of those rappers and put them back in 03, that would be the most controversial fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, nobody would, I wouldn't even know what the fuck to do. Like, I can't find words right now.
Yeah, they'd be like, holy, what? Oh, no.
I mean, because I can think back to 50 Cent Window Shopper.
Yeah.
I can think back to that, and I can fucking sit here, and I can vibe with that shit all day. And, like, I'll go throw on the fucking radio, and it's, like, just Cardi B. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm no disrespect to female rappers. Y'all have the same opportunity as any male.
Listen, have you ever heard of Snow the Product?
Dude, Snow is my fucking wife, bro. I swear.
Snow, okay, listen, though. Like, all in all, like, Snow, though, if you compare, again, she's underground. Underground. Yeah. She's not mainstream. So if you listen to all the other female rappers, Nicki, Cardi, fuck, there's a couple other ones. Like, I'm not, yeah, Beyonce, I guess you
Rihanna,
can consider
can't
her.
Forget Riri.
Yeah, I guess you can consider them, I guess. Or hip-hop, more or less. They're hip-hop. But, yeah, if you consider all of those artists, you know, they're all mainstream. If you listen to Snow, you can tell she's underground. Just by the way she raps. She's fast. She's versatile. She's bilingual. You know,
yeah. She kills me with that them fucking bilingual songs.
Yeah, like...
kills me.
I Don't Want to Leave, the remix.
Yep, I Don't Want to
Leave.
With T-Dot?
Yep. Yeah, she just goes hard, just fucking raps in Spanish the second verse of that song. Like, it's amazing because most people don't realize that that's even possible. Like, I mean, you don't really think about it. If you're a different race, you don't think about another race doing songs. Like, I mean, you know about it, but you're like, okay, whatever. But when
honestly, I feel like Japanese people don't have their own music. I feel like they just listen to, like, you know, American music.
No, like, no.
But they have, like, their own music. They have their own tone and everything. And it's actually, like, to me, I was like, what the fuck? Yo, are you serious? But then again, like, I wasn't thinking. I was very close-minded at the time about music and, like, how everything works in the world.
Right, well, like, K-pop, I mean, I would consider that almost Japanese music. K-pop, I mean, there's some really good songs. Like, BTS does a song called Dope. And that's really good. I mean, if you want to hear that and give, you know, they actually do speak a little English in it. So if you want to hear that and then give that a look over, I can play it for you.
Sure.
All right. So let's go ahead and add the song in here. I'll let them listen to it. And then we'll come back. All right, so bad news, everybody. The last recorded segment after the dope BTS little clip was actually corrupted after I transferred the files over to the podcast section to compile it. So my buddy King ended up having to go home, and we weren't able to actually finish and re-record the segment. So I'll go ahead and tell you what was said. He said that the instrumental was fire. The vocalist was fire. And the flow of just the entire song was fire. And that he would definitely listen to it again. Even though he couldn't really understand the lyrics, he would listen to it again. Then we proceeded to talk about world issues and whatnot like that. So I think the next podcast that he joins me on will continue on the world issue. And because we pretty much did take over the whole segment of this podcast with music, which I can talk about music for days. But since we did that, and it was about an hour long of us just talking about music. Since we did that, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next podcast. And when we hit that next podcast, we'll go ahead and talk about world issues. He does live like 3 hours away.
So it might be a month before we hit it, but we will hit it again. And I'm still continuously working on improving the podcast. We obviously have hiccups, and with hiccups, we will fix it, and we will rise. You know, we will get better with time. So I just appreciate you sticking around and listening. Thanks for joining Jakester's STS podcast, and I'm out.